Mini Episode 1, College Degrees, Economics, and Job Market. This is a side episode that I feel needs to be shared. I will be doing a separate series on these topics, but for a surface level research, please listen to this episode. Links in the description for context. If you like the content I share with you, please consider subscribing to my Patreon to help this podcast grow and build a community of critical thinkers together. I also ask of you to share my podcast with anyone who might be interested to listen on my in-depth research on these topics. It's by word-of-mouth referrals from you that help this podcast grow.
Can anyone explain to me how I have 2 degrees? I have 2 degrees. Oh, and a certificate. A little extra, right? I have a certificate. May not be a master's, but it's something extra, along with the 2 degrees, you know? I'm trying to apply for jobs right now, and the thing is that the only person I have responding to me is a man from a tech company saying, hey, you want to answer some customer service problems? You want to answer some customer service calls? No, Bart, I don't want to answer your calls. No offense, but I'm a little more qualified than to just to be sitting around answering your customer service calls, Bart, okay? I'm sorry, but Bart is the only one who's responding to me. So what am I supposed to do? And you know, I'm looking down at these and I'm looking at them and I'm kind of wondering. I'm like, what was this for again? Oh, I don't know. Beats me.
Look, sorry for your luck. It really does suck. You went to college, you only listened to some adults, you did not listen to all adults. I saw the little tagline down there. They commented and said, why did we trust the adults? You didn't trust the adults. You only trusted some of the adults that said what you wanted to hear. There's plenty of adults like myself that said, have been saying, and will continue to say, college is not the answer. You've got trade schools. You've got tech schools. You've got all these other jobs online that you can do and make a good living without the college debt. So you went to college, and then you got an additional certificate. And maybe you've got 2 degrees, or maybe 3 degrees, or maybe you got advanced degrees. So you only listen to people that said go to school for 4, 6, 8, 10 years, whatever, get all these degrees, and you get these good paying jobs and be successful. Well, now you are coming into a job market and an economy that's in contraction. And with inflation, this buyer doesn't have it so much money to spend now. The power of the dollar only goes so far. So what do? Full-time jobs are full. There's not that many of them out there right now. A lot of companies are going to multiple part-time jobs. So you may have to take a job you don't want. Here's a lesson in this. I remember when the steel industry collapsed, I remember my dad was in a managerial role. And it went away. The mill just shut down. Everybody was unemployed. I remember going to unemployment line with him and everybody else he worked with in the mill. And that was very common in that area I grew up in the early 80s. So the solution was multiple part-time jobs. We see the same thing now. There's people that have been in the workforce that have degrees and have experience in jobs that have lost their full-time job or cannot find an adequate full-time job, and they're working multiple part-time jobs. And we're finding companies are cutting full-time jobs and adding part-time jobs in their place because it saves them money on having to pay full-time benefits. So here you are coming out of school and you're expecting to land into a high-paying job and possibly even a managerial role because you've got a degree from people that misled you instead of listening to people that were telling you the unpopular truth. So here you are. I wish you the best of luck, but there's only so many jobs out there. There's only so many that pay what your degree cost. And you're going to be in debt for a long time now. So you might have to take Bart's job answering phones that you don't like and establish a work history and some reliability and some credibility and a reputation. And maybe you can advance within that job, within that company. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll spend a year there and something else will open up or you'll get an offer somewhere else and you can move. And that's how things used to be. It used to be people understood the fact that, hey, when we first joined the workforce, we start down here. We don't start up here. We have to work our way up. And we have to take jobs we don't like and don't want until we get to where we want to be. It's called climbing the ladder. We got a generation, probably 2 generations that feel entitled now. And they believe they deserve all this stuff that they don't really deserve because they haven't earned it yet. But anyway, yeah, good luck with that. I feel for you.
If you found this episode meaningful, please continue to listen to my next episode as I dive deeper and research further to share my knowledge with you. Thank you.